The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
fitbod.me/PPV for quite a while now, but there's so much more. 150,000 five-star reviews, over 5 million downloads, 400 million workouts logged. A lot of people have tried out FitBod, and now you can too. You can get 25% off at fitbod.me/PPV. All of your subscriptions give you full access to their premium features. You need to stop guessing and start working. They have daily workouts that generate your workout of the day based on your muscle freshness, preferred muscle group, and things that you want to target. There's equipment selection, so maybe one day you have bands, maybe one day you don't. Maybe you have weights one day, maybe the next you don't. Maybe all you have is the ability to do body weight exercises. They help you out by using the equipment that you have available. There's goal and experience settings. There's muscle recovery. You can connect to your Apple Health, your Fitbit, your Strava, all that good stuff at fitbod.me/PPV. Street counters, timed intervals, circuits and supersets, and you can ask a trainer if the video demonstrations and exercise instructions are not good enough for you. fitbod.me/PPV. That's fitbod.me/PPV. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It's the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. We greatly appreciate all of you being here. This serves when Jimmy Van is either out of the office or too grief-stricken over the Edmonton Oilers blowing it big time to come to work. So I'm here to answer your super chats and humper chats. First off, please leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave a comment. Whatever you want to do, drive those engagement numbers up for us. Retweet my pinned tweet. All that good stuff really helps what we do. Fightful brings you a significant amount of the exclusive news that is in pro wrestling. Now, I encourage you guys, get in your super chats and get in your humper chats. Here at youtube.com/Fightful, this week, Grapsody interviewed Mina Shirakawa. We had an interview with Evan Husney of Who Killed WCW over on Overbooked. In the Weeds today broke the news that Sinner and Saint have signed with TNA. They also had an interview with Giselle Shaw. You want to check out that morning show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And of course, Grapsody every Saturday at noon. To get your question or statement read on the air, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Or whether you're here or you're on X or Twitch or Facebook or wherever you are, you can donate a humper chat. You may say, what the hell's a humper chat? Well, it's the same thing. It's just for our little mascot, the camel. H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com helps get it done. I will get to your questions as they occur. Just a couple of ground rules here. If you're doing a $1, $2 super chat, try to not cram like four questions in there. That's not necessarily fair to everybody else that's doing one. And also, I am not going to read super chats, even if you spend money, if you're posting weird speculatory bullshit about people's personal lives, you know, that don't involve, I stay out of people's lives like that, unless it's criminal or, you know, in that nature. But get in those super chats, get in those humper chats. We're going to start off with Crazy 101 saying Motor City Machine Guns update. I have never reported that they're signed. I don't have an update on it. Megan Bain update. I did confirm on Fightful Select last week she wasn't signed. Now, there was some confusion there because we got word a while back she had been signed to AEW, and she had. She was under a deal with them when she headed over to Stardom. However, there is also the fact that they have been making creative pitches for her internally. However, they've been doing that since her deal was up with AEW. It was then since clarified to me on that front that she is not under a deal, but there have been pitches made. WBD AEW update. One is coming to Fightful Select in the coming weeks. How long's Kyrie in Kyrie's contract in WWE? I believe she's still got years on it. Hangman up. I think he'll be back sooner than later. I would say maybe next week. KE775 says, apparently Natalya removed WWE references on her Twitter account. Have you heard any updates? Do you think she's headed to free agency? A lot of talk about this. I was straight up told she did that a while back. It has no bearing on anything. They are still in her Instagram. I expect her to stay with WWE. I do not expect her to leave the company. Now, anything could happen. I'm not going to say, you know, it's not going to happen, but anything could happen. However, I expect her to remain with WWE and probably on a multi-year deal at this point. Tony Khan, huge plan. I don't know of any huge plan. I've got some ideas. We'll definitely talk about some of the ideas to increase viewership slowly but surely on tonight's post-AEW show. AEW game up. I don't know what this AEW game up means. This is why you need to use one question on this. But if you mean game updates, I haven't heard any updates yet. I heard they were going to do at least six of the season pass things, but I've not since heard anything like new on the front of any season passes. I know Saraya had got scanned and stuff like that. Ricardo's saying, just here to say that Fightful Select is the best $5. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. And here's the type of question we all need answered in the world. Would you rather fight 10 duck-sized brawn breakers or one brawn breaker-sized duck? So listen, I'm going to do my research here. I don't know how tall necessarily a duck usually is. And this is a question that gets asked an awful lot. Not this one specifically, but listen, I've been around Bron Breakker. I've interviewed him before. He's about my height. However, let's be real. It's not the height that's intimidating with him. It's the athleticism and how broad he is and muscular he is. Would a Bron Breakker-sized duck be intimidating? Yeah, just because I haven't seen one. Like, I play Stranded Deep, and they got those big, gigantic crabs. Like, that's intimidating, too. But listen, if I run into 10 Bron Breakker sized ducks. Okay, that would be scary. But 10 duck sized Bron Breakers? Listen, any size between there, I feel like 10 of them could like help climb each other and really take me down, really do some damage, man. Like, I don't know how tall a duck usually is. And I know people are saying ducks can fight. Man, I don't care. I don't care. I got me in a me versus duck match. I'm picking me. I think that I would take the duck. Now, listen, are there some things that I probably wouldn't be prepared for? But yeah, I'm sure there would be. I've never trained to fight a duck. I'm not in the habit of fighting ducks. In fact, ducks sold me some pretty good Bubblicious gum back in the day. Am I wrong, or is it Bubble Yum? However, I have never, ever trained. I've trained to fight people my size. I've never trained to fight somebody the size of an actual duck, much less 10 Bron Breakers. And listen, what do you think the vertical leap that those Bron Breakker, the Bron Breakker ducks would have? Like, it was, they'd be able to do some damage, I think, man. Because, listen, they're going to be compact. They'd be, you know, have that low center of gravity. I think three or four of those ducks alone per leg are taking me down. Or three or four of those Braun Breakers are taking me down on my legs. And then you still got three or four free to do other damage? Man, not only would I rather fight the duck, I think the 10 Braun Breakers will whoop my ass. Yeah, outside of like something, maybe if they were ant-sized Braun Breakers, and even then, I'm sure one would crawl up and kick me in the eye or something, right? But a duck? Listen, a duck, I'm not confident in a duck's fighting abilities. I'm really not. I know they fight. Come on. We know Braun Breaker fights. What are we doing here? KE775 says, Ricky Stark's story on Select was fantastic. Do you have any insight on what his future could look like? I'm sure you'll see him back on TV. I just want to say this, man. It was one of the most frustrating stories to cover and to really dig into. I know Ricky a little bit. Like, I like Ricky just fine, but, you know, people that I like got to know that sometimes I'm going to report unflattering stuff about them as well. But it's like, there was so much conflicting info, like everything based on that Reddit post. There were some people that were like, yeah, maybe, except for the Calgary thing, which, you know, I just want to say this. I don't believe it's out of the realm of possibility that that happened. However, if it happened, everybody associated with it, or that I found that people said, oh, well, maybe they knew about it. Either they swore themselves to secrecy, it didn't happen, or they're keeping quiet about it, because there were people deep, deep into AEW who had not heard of that. Now, I'm not going to say it did or didn't happen. I'll say that they denied that it happened very, very heavily, to the point to where there's no way I could have responsibly said this happened. I even called the local authorities and all that. They didn't have any information on it and got some help. Somebody was like, even like, hey, if they wrestled in the country, they weren't in any trouble. And Ricky wrestled in the country a few months ago. However, I think we'll see him back. I know that he didn't want to do the Big Bill thing. He didn't want to do a split with Big Bill and go into that feud. And that's what was, you know, referred to as what he turned down. I've had some people that implied that maybe there were more than that. But from Ricky Stark's standpoint, he didn't see how Big Bill benefited from it. While there were some other people that thought that it would launch Ricky as a big baby face and Big Bill as a big heel. Who do you think the wild card will be against Jarrett? I think it would be probably Hangman. I think that makes sense. Timeline matches up, right? Did Michael Cole receive any praises for his commentary on Raw by himself for half the show? Michael Cole has received a ton of praise in general in WWE. Like, I've heard so many people throughout the last couple of years in any variety of conversations say that he seems much more at home and relaxed since Vince McMahon left. I don't want to speak for him and say that he does. However, you can see it in his demeanor, in interviews, on screen, and all that. He went from a guy that for a long time people criticized, and as we're seeing, it's because he had a very produced style, and Vince McMahon was likely in his ear, because left to his own devices, guy won Commentator of the Year in the Fightful Awards. He was just unbelievable. He does a great job. Pat says, will WWE fire Velveteen Dream sent via AOL? For those of you who don't get the inside joke there, it was like a thing in media that we sort of joked about, because no matter what you ask or do on a presser or a media call, you can ask an easy question or a hard hitting question. There will be people who have issues with both. And even if you ask a question and you don't get an answer, people will harass the next person for not asking the same exact thing and demanding an answer. Because there was a period where we asked, I think, 6 or 7 times over the course of 3 or 4 media calls about Velveteen Dream. And we started to joke that even on Fightful media calls, we should be asked that. But he ain't there anymore, and no interest from WWE in him. Sean, will you be watching season two of The Mole? Damn right I will be. I watched when I was a kid, the first, the original season. Then we went back and watched the next two. And then, yes, we watched the most recent reboot of it. I didn't know season two was coming out. When is that? When does that drop? Is that now? Ooh, I'm going to look. Okay. Debuts July 20 or June 28th. Let's go. Let's freaking go. Thank you, Andrew, for hitting me up about that. Any chance we see Stephanie Vecchio after Forbidden Door? If she makes a good impression, which I believe that she will, I think that there's a very, very good chance that you see her in the future. Like if she goes out and has a banger this weekend, which again, I'm sure that she will, I think that there's a really, really great opportunity for her to continue. Guys, reminder, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Margie Loves sent one in. Let me see if there is a comment associated with that or if she was just sending it for the heck of it. I'll try to track that down, actually. And you know what? I'll let you hear from our wonderful sponsor in the meantime. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Margie Loves says, my bad, there was a comment. Have you talked to Ricky Starks directly? Yes, a number of times. Yeah. Do people in WWE turn down creative like they do in AEW? If no, why does Tony allow them to? Yeah, people in WWE turn down creative pitches all the time and counter. It's not exclusive to AEW. It happens in every company. I see people that are like, I don't know why anybody under a wrestling contract would ever be able to. Well, listen, there's some really bad stuff that got through, and sometimes people want to be protective of that as to not look bad. Or there's a ton of different reasons. Who do you think will face Mercedes at All In? Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think it'll be Saraya, even though, you know, they got the UK and they got a natural build with her as well, if they wanted to do that. I think Britt would be a nice one, but I don't know if it'll happen. Do you think we see Julia or any other surprises at Heatwave? I personally, on screen, like maybe she'll come over and wave or something. I don't think she'll get physical. On any other surprises, I think they would be wise to do that, but it seems like they have enjoyed doing that on their TV of late. So I think that those surprises will be on TV in order to promote, hey, you all need to watch this on CW. I think that's what they're doing here. So I'm going to say no surprises. I'm going to say no. Let's see here. We got Tony saying, what percentage of revisionist history do you think the WrestleMania doc is going to have? Looking on the outside, why is it you think communication with AEW is so chaotic? Seems like there's always a breakdown somewhere between everyone. Well, if you remember, it was like this with WWE a few years ago. It wasn't uncommon to hear people sitting out for an extended period of time. You had Mustafa Ali with Vince McMahon. You had a lot of people that were asking for their releases. Now you don't see it. I think that there are an awful lot of people that were in the company around 2020 and 2021 that missed that direct communication with Tony that was more prevalent when he was there in Jacksonville and didn't have to travel or do any other things. You know what I mean? And I think that since then, there have been a bunch of intermediaries and things are a little bit different. You're starting to see the roster shrink a little bit. They've let like 15-ish people walk this year, maybe more. So I think you're starting to see that roster shrink and people are seeing, WWE get hot as well. And maybe they're looking at that. And, you know, it's like that meme where they got AEW right by their side, but they're going, ooh, I think there's a lot of different things there that can contribute to that. I am very interested in the WrestleMania documentary and if the trailer is a swerve and if they're going to be like, LOL, nah, we had it planned the whole time. I would imagine The Rock had some editorial input on what we'll see. But I'm excited for it. Will we get Drew Punk at SummerSlam? Yes, I think so. Do you think Drew or Punk will screw McIntyre at Money in the Bank? Love you guys, says Shelly. Well, we love you too. Yes, I think the best story is CM Punk, after all this stuff, screwing Drew McIntyre out of everything he possibly can. He does not want Drew McIntyre to have anything good. And why is that? Because Drew McIntyre doesn't like Punk. Now, this much I can tell you. Drew was legit. I can't say that him storming off after Survivor Series was completely a shoot. He probably understood what he was working himself into. He's a smart guy. He understands the perception, and he understood that him doing that would get people talking, and it paid off long run. However, he was not thrilled about not being clued in, but being told as of that week, Punk wasn't coming in. And if you listen to Triple H, Nick Khan, and CM Punk, well, he wasn't until very shortly before, but Drew was like, yeah, I don't know if I believe that or not. And now they're doing great business together. Alex Silva says, you think his Roman's redemption arc, you see him teaming with everyone he wronged as tribal chief to take down the new bloodline. Possibly. I mean, I'm fascinated by the new bloodline storyline. And there's a lot of people who haven't really seen how charismatic Tama Tonga really can be or really is. And that's going to become abundantly clear. You have so many ingredients here. You have Jacob Fatu, who just debuted and is legitimately in the family. You have Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, who are connected to the family via Jacob Fatu's dad and their dad, who teamed together as the Islanders back in the day. And you got Hikuleo coming in. You got Solo Sikoa, the legit brother of Jimmy and Jay. Where are they? Where are Jimmy and Jay? Jimmy's hurt. He got kicked out of the bloodline by his own brother. Where's Jay? Off doing his own thing. He's been burned too many times. Roman Reigns, sort of on his own for right now. What's going on there? We don't know. Where's the Rock factor into all this? I think the Easter eggs that they have laid here have been very good at making you go, okay, has Solo really talked to Roman, or did he talk to Roman, or did he talk at Roman, or is he lying altogether? It's been very good. Bloodline Civil War, I think, will be really, really good stuff. Mr. Acosta says, thoughts on two can they coexist matches tonight? Glad you mentioned this, Mr. Acosta. I don't like it. I wish they would have done either one tonight, one on Rampage, or Collision. You don't need two. I don't think that should work like that. And there shouldn't be. I think the more interesting can they coexist is the women, because they have an emotional reason to not want to upset each other. Will and Swerve, like, they don't give a damn. But yeah, I don't like it. Matt Hennessy says, with SummerSlam being in Cleveland, do you expect both The Miz and Johnny Gargano to have matches on the show? I do, or some presence. I'm going to pull every string that I can to get interviews with both of them, especially Johnny Gargano. That way I can bury every Cleveland sports team in history. I've got an incredible amount of interest in letting them know how terrible Cleveland sports are. Go Bengals. But yes, I think they'll both be factored in the show. Maybe The Miz will host SummerSlam. I think that one's a possibility as well. Let's see here. Kyle says, potential Bloodline Civil War Games match. Solo's Bloodline, assuming Hikuleo debuts and joins, versus Roman's Bloodline with honorary Ooze, Sammy, and either Cody or Seth as the fifth partner. I don't think Cody or Seth should be the fifth partner. I think it should be Roman, Jimmy, Jay, Sammy, at least those four. The other side, Tama, Tagovailoa, Hikuleo, maybe The Rock. And then you sort of see where Solo and Jacob Fatu fit in there. Because whoever is on the side of The Rock, Hikuleo, Tama Tonga, Tagovailoa needs to be the person who turned on their blood. And I mean their blood. So will it be Solo or will it be Jacob Fatu, who everybody sees main event potential in? Because on the other side, you've already got Roman Reigns, main eventer. Sami Zayn, WrestleMania main eventer. Jimmy and Jay, WrestleMania main eventers. Would Solo be better? I think Solo on his power trip works better with The Rock, unless The Rock sort of seizes that power. You know what I mean? Ooh, I'm interested. I'm interested. Have you ever tried Ski? I know they sell it in Kentucky. It's an orange and lemon flavored soda. And if you like citric acid and prefer cane sugar to corn syrup, I recommend it. I don't drink soda with calories in it, so I have not tried it. Maybe after I do this thing that I'm supposed to do in about 3 or 4 weeks, I might give it a shot. Blue Fox says, I know you tried getting this, but any update on Jamie Hayter getting worried since she's been completely radio silent since dropping the title? Heard she was back in the States fairly recently. I can't necessarily say what for as of yet, but I'm working on it. Personally, I don't think that we've seen the last of her. I don't think that it's like, I think that we'll see her back. I can't speak to, again, if you aggregate this, you're an idiot. Don't go doing that. It's me. It's my personal opinion. I think that we'll see her back. Thoughts on the WWE women's title pictures right now? Well, I think they're doing a horrible job of building the titles themselves. Maybe not so much the people that have the titles. I think Liv Morgan's getting a lot of attention. They are giving an awful lot of matches without people earning them on screen. And that is supremely frustrating. When are you releasing the SRS Joel Pearl VHS tape? So years and years ago, when we were actually allowed to have fun, we filmed a bunch of skits. Like, we used to do skits all the time. We stopped a little bit because I just got tired of people being weird about them. Like, listen, Vince Russo is fucking obsessed with me and Denise. He's done over 20 videos on us. Weirdos on YouTube, Twitter, obsessed. Anytime we do anything on our own, have a little bit of fun, obsessed and weird, while also claiming we're not relevant. So we stopped doing them. We have skits that were done 2 or 3 years ago produced. Maybe we'll drop them on In the Weeds or something. Who do you think wins Money in the Bank? I got Jay and Tiffany. I got Jay and Tiffany as well. I think they make a lot of sense. Any word on Natalya? As best I know, hasn't signed a new deal as of yet and is still with WWE. I think she's going to stay. I passed the Joe Hendry brainworm to my girlfriend. Man, so I'm very proud. I was on the Joe Hendry bandwagon years ago, interviewed him years ago. Liked his music videos years ago. I was like that with LA Knight too. I liked him when he was Eli Drake doing the Facts of Life. LA Knight works so much better though. It just goes way better. It backstage reaction to the Raw Howdy Dallas segment. There were a lot of people that in the company that reacted to it and were like, okay. It's emotional, and a lot of people, you know, they feel a certain way about Bray, and they felt like it was Bo taking his power back or taking the power back from people that had criticized him and how he was continuing his career. Yeah. Is WWE interested in Bane, or is she focused on AEW? I can't speak to what she's focused on. I know she's had conversations with Rocky Romero about coming into AEW again. I don't know if WWE has had any interest. I'd be shocked if they didn't have interest in her, right? I remember seeing her. It was February 2020 here in Kentucky at the Lexington Ice Center. Fun fact, TNA ran a show there. It's where Jesus Golf is, if you ever hear me talking about that. But 26 years old, she's 22. She was 22 then. And you could see her and go, oh, okay. Yeah, there'd be some interest in her. Definite interest in her. And I can tell you that people in AEW thought that she might go there based on a possible allegiance to Rossi and maybe like any type of influence he might have. Yana says there should always be at least one women's champion featured on PLEs. Any chance something happens with Liv's match on Raw that puts her on the PLE? There's always the chance, but I think that they're probably pretty happy with the Money in the Bank match that they've got set up there. And how many matches are even set for that show? I'm going to pull it up and look. They got five matches set. Two of them are ladder matches. I think there's a real chance that there's nothing else added. Maybe one more match because they're a week away. I think that six-man tag will get 20, 30 minutes. I think it'll get a lot of time. Sammy and Braun Breaker will probably be moderately short. Damian Priest and Rollins, I'd imagine that'll go a while, and the two ladder matches will probably go quite a while. So I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see that. Jinder Mahal transitioning.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
From pro wrestling. I mean, I'm sure he'll do acting and stuff, but he's got bookings. He's got active bookings. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, not trying to upset anyone, but I'm curious. Is there anything AEW could do that would make WBD unhappy? Seems no matter what happens with viewers and attendance, WBD is just happy they're there. Well, I mean, they keep finishing in good positions on cable, and that's ultimately what matters to WBD. More than a viewership number, especially a one-week dip, It's a lot of it is the fact that they rank very highly, and also they constantly are willing to do cross promotion, and they're constantly willing to help promote their other products and things like that. They have weekly, I think it's Zoom meetings, like on Mondays, to go over what their plans are, possible synergy strategies, and all that. But But let's see what else we got. What's the timeline of announcement of a new AEW deal? It's needed to quiet the negativity. I would say late summer. It's more than likely. I think late summer is a good time frame for it. KE775 says, after Bash in Berlin, do you expect the rest of WWE PLEs to be in the U.S. outside of Saudi? They haven't announced Survivor Series yet. Yes, I do. So when looking at this, I pull up WWE's PLE schedule. And unless I'm mistaken, I remember last year being very similar, where they went outside at least the 48 states right here, not including Alaska, Hawaii, and other properties. And they largely stayed, they did Indianapolis in October. They did, you know, No Mercy and all that. They did Payback in Pittsburgh, Survivor Series, Chicago. Then they do the Riyadh thing. And before that, it was London, Jeddah, Puerto Rico, Montreal. You know what I mean? Or stadium shows. So, yeah, I think that that's what will happen based on the way they did things last year. Predictions on the Money in the Bank qualifiers on SmackDown and Raw. Well, I would need to know what those are. I don't have them off the top of my head. If somebody can put them in the chat, what the Money in the Bank qualifiers are, I'll make a prediction on them. Oh, I think Drew's winning his, though, or Punk costs him. Matthew Hooks of Hooked In Voiceovers, one of our great sponsors, says Triple H can't book a women's or tag division. Why does he get a pass? If AEW did this, we would hear how bad it was and how they don't tell stories. I agree. I think that you need to be booking people to effectively challenge. And, you know, it's funny. I had people say, yeah, well, what about Kyle O'Reilly? He wins matches. What about Roderick Strong getting one? I didn't like how that worked out either. It's okay if he got a title shot because he won like 15 of 17 matches, but I thought that he should have been challenged for it. So like I criticize it when it happens with AEW, and anybody that implies different doesn't know what they're talking about. But Piper Niven, Alba and Isla, Zelina Vega, they're straight up off TV or not wrestling on TV or not getting wins on TV and put in title matches. Any of them could be effective challengers, and I'd be completely fine with it. It's just give them some wins, man. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Matt Hennessy says, I got to ask, does Tony Khan know that the Jericho gimmick is bad? Has the wrong type of heat with the audience with the please retire chance. Well, Jericho's idea is that that's good heat. From what I understand, at least as he laid it out months ago. But yeah, I know that Tony hasn't like been exclusively over the moon about it or anything. I've heard that there have been some things that he was like, ah, that's not good. Ryan says, hey, Sean, with Natalya not appearing on Raw and NXT the last 2 weeks, it is safe to assume she's on the way out. Where's Bobby Lashley at? Bobby Lashley, I believe is sidelined with an injury, working on more on that, but he's not been there since like in over a month. Hasn't been backstage. No, it is not safe to assume she's on her way out. Absolutely not on her way out. Or safe to assume that she's on her way out. I believe that a lot of these deals will come down to the wire. That's how I feel. Bobby says, is there any word on AEW backstage reaction to the Dynamite rating last week? Yeah, we had some on FightfulSelect.com. And hey, by the way, if you like this show, I do a Q&A every single week on FightfulSelect.com. In your opinion, is there a simple fix to build up the brand's interest in ratings? Well, I am glad you asked that because I'll spend some time on this both today and this evening. Yes, there are a lot of things I would change personally. And that's if I was the person making the decisions. Yes, there was some shock backstage. One person was like, I don't believe that. That's got to be an error. But here's what I would do. I would consolidate some titles. I don't think you need 3 or 4 mid-level titles. International, TNT, FTW, the ROH, the ROH TV, the ROH Pure. I do not need those. I do not need all those. Make the titles seem more special. Another one, what's the inconsistency of parity on the roster? Why is Athena never on AEW, but a bunch of other ROH champions are, and vice versa? Why aren't ROH champions on ROH more? That seems a bit strange as well. Turn the fucking lights on. Pardon my French. I watch stuff. I'll give you a good example. I'll see something on TNA from 12, 13 years ago, and I'm like, man, that looks so much better than what they do and what a lot of wrestling does now. Turn the damn lights on. Show me there are people there. I would run smaller scale venues. I know that they like the bigger venues because they're cleaner. They got better facilities, better mailing lists and stuff. I would try to run some unique places, some different places. Run the beach, run a Manhattan Center looking place or a Globe Theater looking place. Hey, if it's more exclusive, you can charge more for tickets. But hey, if you're going to run big venues, I would make the tickets dirt cheap, get asses in seats, get families that can't afford to go to WWE to come there, try different venues, environments, sizes, ticket prices, make more sense of stuff. Why is Daniel Garcia like begging for a title shot when Brian Cage can just attack somebody and get one? Why? Take the show out of the venue too. Like, show us the loading dock. Show us the parking lot. Show us this. Show us that. That's what I want to see more of. Just a few different things to make it seem less formulaic. That's how I feel. Zoe, Ivy, and Dakota for the women. I think Dakota wins that. Sheamus, Drew, Ely, I think Drew wins that. Naomi, Blair, Davenport, Indy Hartwell, I think Naomi wins that. LeRae, Jade, and Stratton, I think Stratton wins that. Santos, LA, and Paul. I think Santos wins. I think LA and Paul cost each other that match. Yeah. My good friend Demon Diva says, say Puerto Rico, and she appears. I love Demon Diva. Check out her live streams, guys. Check out her live streams. Personally, AEW International and Continental title should be combined. Seems like a duplicate to me. Yeah, it seems like they just created it because of the tournament. I have no need for the Continental title. No need whatsoever. AEW needs a super heel, too many gray characters. Takeshita could be that guy. I think Takeshita could be one of the guys. I think Hangman could be one of the guys. I think Shades of Gray characters are okay, but you do need a super heel. I'm sure they would like MJF to be that, but he came back and he's still mega over, man. Mega over. But I do think you need a super babyface and a super heel to mix in with some of the guys like BCC and Swerve who are a choose your own adventure. Are CJ Perry, Miro, and Keith Lee under contract? Well, I believe CJ was always per appearance, so I don't know if she ever like signed anything there. I'll follow up. Miro and Keith Lee, yes, they are. Well, I do feel like Triple H has done a job with the men's tag and mid-card, the women's division, not so much. I agree. I think that he has put the title or had the title on very interesting characters. But go back and look how often Io Sky defended that title. See who Bayley has defended it against, how the Liv stuff worked out, like who she's defending it against. Give these people some supplemental underneath programs. That way I care about them when they challenge. Why do we even split the tag titles at this point? Based on how poorly both sets of titles have been booked since Mania. Listen, I was one of the people who was against splitting the tag titles. I was like, it's your golden ticket to send somebody from brand to brand. I didn't like it, but you know what? I like how the titles look in comparison to what they used to look. So I'm going to say that I was wrong on that, and I am completely in favor of the titles being split. D'Lo says, do you think that with the Uncle Howdy promo, they should have everyone in the Wyatt Six do an in-person interview like they did with Bo on Raw? D'Lo, I am so glad you said this. I was just thinking about that yesterday. Man, I'm so glad that you thought of this. I want to see each person each week. Will it get a little tedious? Shit, maybe. Who cares? I want to see each person speak. I want to see each person's reason. And each person has a reason. Joe Gacy, what happened? His homeboys left him. Ava Raine, who turned her back on her family, quote unquote, quotation marks. First time she got a job offer, she's like, peace out, fam. See you later. Family. Yeah, not so much, huh, Joe? Dexter Loomis, all his buddies, his wife on screen, they're on TV doing their own thing. They didn't bring him with them. Okay. Eric Rowan was quite literally forgotten by so many people in wrestling, unless something tragic happened to him personally. You didn't see a lot of people calling for Eric Rowan to pop up on these TV shows until then. And as blunt as Bo Dallas was on Raw, I fully expect him to mention that. Nikki Cross's entire character has been being forgotten. When she first got a storyline on Raw, It's because Vince McMahon hastily brought people up and had no plans for them. And then she's wandering around backstage and Alexa talks to her and she goes, wait, one of the top talent know I'm here. You see me, you hear me. And then what happened? Terrible things happened there. And she's been forgotten. She was wandering around backstage. Nobody acknowledged her. Ooh, there's been so many. Somebody says, Joe Gacy, let Ava leave. Guess who doesn't watch NXT? I'm sorry. I forgot. I do watch NXT, but that's been a while back. But you know what? The other guys left, so. What do we got here? Do you think AEW will introduce women's tag titles? If they do, I hope they consolidate some of their other titles. But they did not need an ROH women's TV title. What are we doing? You could have developed women's world tag titles. That's what I want. I want them to develop women's world tag titles that can pop up on AEW, on ROH for a program, outside in New Japan if they want, Stardom, whatever you can do. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, with the Rumble in February and they haven't had a PLE in 2 years, do you think there will be a PLE in between, 3 months between Survivor Series and Rumble? I do think that we'll see something there. So if you look at the schedule, and we don't know a date between Survivor Series yet, there's going to be... So here's what I expect. They might not do that, and it's not 3 months between. It'll be at the end of November, so it'll be December and January without a pay-per-view. I think whatever the first episode of Raw on Netflix is will be like a pay-per-view, if anything. That's what I'm expecting. Crispy Chris says, how come Billy Gunn and Jake Roberts continue to get Mattel action figures, yet everyone else like that seem impossible? They have separate agreements. I'm going to ask about that. I'll ask some of their representation about that, because that is interesting. But I was always told it was just a separate agreement, and that there have been some talks with Billy Gunn to do some other stuff with WWE. It didn't end up working out. King of the North says, what were the internal thoughts on MVP's Instagram comments about Triple H holding back black talent and the accusations involved there? I asked a few people. I didn't get any responses. I know that's not a really great answer, but I didn't hear it spoken about a lot. I just didn't hear it spoken about a lot. I'll follow back up. Any internal thoughts on people drawing parallels between the Liv Dom story beats and the Janelle Grant lawsuit contents? I feel like it's borderline parody. I'll also give Luis a raise. Well, Luis ain't working the show, so I'll give myself a raise, King of the North. Yeah, I talked about this at an extended level on the WWE Raw post show. There were some elements of it that I thought were a stretch. And there were people in the company that are like, man, sometimes we forget how much shit was in there. However, specifically the element of Dom showing Judgment Day his phone. And I know what some people will say, because people are really weird and obtuse. They'll go, well, they never said a picture. They said a text message. Come on. It was the implication of it. It's like a few months ago, when Triple H made the comments about Will Ospreay and didn't say his name, and people go, well, he didn't say his name. Well, guess what happened when Triple H didn't say Fightful or PW Insider's names? People were dunking on us. Guess what happened when Will Ospreay also did not say Triple H's name, but made a very clear reference? People knew. You knew it was supposed to be Liv sent pictures to Dom. He's showing them. That was such a very specific claim in the lawsuit that I was like, huh. Now, there are an awful lot of way or reasons that could happen, and this is all speculatory. Of course, nobody on the writing team would ever tell me anything like this. But remember when they did the greatest wrestling match of all time a few years ago? That was an SEO play. That's what that was. They wanted, whenever you typed in the greatest wrestling match of all time, that's what pops up. There are changes to names and things like that that are used to manipulate and play off of SEO as well. I don't know if that's one of them. Like, you know, if somebody types into Google wrestler or somebody sends nudes WWE, maybe that's the segment that pops up. That's one of the things that I look at. And, you know, I don't do a lot of the tinfoil hat stuff, but I don't think you got a tinfoil hat on some of this shit. I think some of it is like pretty clearly inspired by. And if not, I would like somebody like Triple H to, at least when he's chilling on McAfee or doing something that he does, say, no, that wasn't, at least deny it if that's the sincere claim. But I don't think it's out of the, I certainly don't think it's wrong for anyone to draw those parallels at all. And I think that some of the parallels are a stretch? Yes. That one to me, I saw that and I was like, how'd that get through? How did that get through? Like nobody in the writer's room said, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe we shouldn't do this. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We still have a couple more. Slick Johnny says, could the new TV deal for AEW lead to them giving more money to AEW games division, seeing this Fight Forever support seems finished? There's space in the gaming sphere for AEW. They just need to do it right. They had such high hopes for that. I know that I want to say this. They tried. And man, they delayed that thing in trying. They wanted to make that WCW Revenge, No Mercy for AEW. That's what they wanted to do, and they wanted to have consistent support for that thing for a very, very long time. And unfortunately, it didn't necessarily work like that. I would assume they lost money on it. I don't know. But like, if I were them, I would have like an old game reskinned or something, like Fire Pro. I would lean into that for some of the AEW game stuff. Man, it's disappointing because I know there were a lot of really good people that worked very, very hard on that. They do retain the rights to the engine and all that stuff, I believe, if they want to do that. If Becky's out for the rest of 24, do you think WWE would try to bring her in for the Netflix Raw debut or the Rumble? Yeah, I'm sure they almost certainly will try, but she is very much enjoying her time off from what I'm told. Very, very much enjoying her time off. And they should try to bring her in. You know, they should, because she is a big star and her coming back would be a big deal. Have Nikki be surprised Sister Abigail can see her. Yeah. I mean, with Nikki, also from her character consistently has been that there's like a screw loose. Well, my friends, you'd have to have a screw loose to not use BetOnline.ag, our wonderful sponsors. You might say, you can bet on wrestling? What? Yep, you can. And we have given you 9 underdog locks since December. 9 of them. 9 for 9. And it's documented. I did my predictions on our FightfulSelect.com Discord for the last show and got them all right. Didn't have any underdog locks, but 2 underdog picks did win. This weekend for Forbidden Door, Swerve Strickland, a massive favorite over Will Ospreay right now. Tony Storm, an even bigger favorite over Minor Shirakawa. I have both of those winning. You have Tetsuya Naito, favored to beat Jon Moxley in the IWGP World Heavyweight title match. A draw is just slightly more of an underdog than Jon Moxley winning, which is interesting. I think Naito could win that. I do. It's not a lock, but I think Naito could win it. Mercedes Moné, a big favorite in the dual title match at BetOnline.ag. I have her winning that as well because I was told that New Japan had title plans for Mercedes Moné earlier this year. MJF versus Hechicero. MJF has to win that one. He's the biggest favorite on the show by about 3 times. Zack Sabre Jr. and Orange Cassidy. Zack Sabre Jr. is a minus 400. If I had to lean towards one underdog, I would maybe go with Orange Cassidy. If I had to lean, it's not a lock, but I would lean that way because they protect him very heavily. BetOnline.ag, they got the highest credit card acceptance. You can bet big with, and also, my gosh, they've got the highest credit card acceptance. They've got a safe and secure environment. They've got all kinds of games, football season coming up. I'm going to stream some Bengals stuff very soon on Common Bengals W. We'll be talking about BetOnline over there as well. Brian Danielson, a big favorite as well. Check out our friends at BetOnline.ag. I am pumped for this show because I look at that MJF, or not the MJF, the Orange Cassidy. Sorry, I'm all out of sorts. Very excited about this. I think that might be the one. I'm gonna poke around, like check out some booking stuff, see what I can find out. Maybe I'll have some locks for you guys this week. Stephanie Chase will have your preview show this week as well. Heard anything on AJ Lee? Nope. No, I've heard that there haven't been any real discussions of her coming back. Black Mega Man says, this point, how likely is it Lynch is going to AEW? I'm going to say pretty unlikely. Pretty unlikely. All indications I had been given is that she expects to return to WWE eventually.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan says, any update on Def Rebels WDB deal? Is it wrong for me to not want them to renew things with them? You know, me and Corey Brennan both had been working on a report last month, and I'm waiting to hear back from some people on music and wrestling in general, and I will work to put that up on Fightful Select. There are a lot of people there that obviously that don't like their themes. Just curious if you've heard anything as to what's been going on with Odyssey Jones. Man, he's been drafted twice and not used at all. He was mentioned for the Pride and then never followed up, never used him. I mean, there were people that were convinced that it would be the case. They had him working live events here and there. Like they brought him in for a loop. I think it was two weekends to work Omos. They had him work a bunch of dark matches between February and March. They had him teaming with Cameron Grimes before Cameron Grimes was fired. They had him work a superstar spectacle. And then they had him do some dark matches. Other than that, it's been completely radio silent. Completely radio silent. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at this super chat. Bad Wrong says, do you think Seth will pivot to being Seth fucking Rollins on Netflix? God. Oh, man. MJ Miller says, why can't he see these? I can, MJ Miller. It's just I answer super chats and humper chats. Whew. Jesus Christ. Trevor D, what do you mean by this? Drop in my DMs. Let me know what you think there. Irene, good to see you, Irene. I always love seeing you here. With AEW's large roster, the titles reward more talent, give the titles more of an identity, make the international title what's specifically defended in other companies, only drop the FTW title. See, Irene, I like the FTW title because it's their hardcore title. I like that their continental title, no outside of fear interference and no seconds. However, it's the international and TNT title that sort of don't have their own identity as it relates to that. However, I think that continental title identity should be absorbed into the international title. I think that should happen. I don't think they needed an ROH Women's TV title. I think they needed a tag team title as opposed to that. The TBS title, I'm fine with. I just think they should have a traveling women's tag team title. Like, let me look right now. AEW titles and ROH titles. I would be completely fine if they absorbed the continental with the international at some point. If they ever combine the TBS and Women's World titles, I'd be fine with that. However, I would absolutely, there's no reason for the ROH six man's to even exist as its own thing. That's combined. Cool. Unless ROH was going to become its own property, I kind of wish they would also absorb the tag titles. But listen, that's fine. They don't need an ROH women's TV title. I would probably combine the Pure and TV title too, especially for the amount in which they're used. I think they could use with a lot less titles. New Japan as well. I think they could use to, yeah. There's zero reason to combine both the women's belts with how hot both champions are right now. Yeah, as of right now, I don't see a need to do that. I don't see a need to do that. If you had to down the line, sure. Somebody says, no, the Pure title is awesome. Great, then keep the Pure title instead. I think there's like three or four titles less they could use, and then instead a women's world tag title. I'm completely fine with that. I think that's about it. I think our super chats and humper chats are complete. A reminder, I am back here tonight for the AEW post show. We are going to talk about the ratings a lot on that show. We're going to talk about an awful lot of stuff. I did have New Lack City saying, SRS, my guy, why is there not more chatter on MVP's comments about Triple H? He basically called the man racist. Any internal reaction, or is he trying not to get, or is he trying to get released? Well, it's because, listen, there's a very fine line in saying it, agreeing with it, and implying it. And we got to be careful in a lot of those headlines and a lot of those things and what we can say. Now, on a thing like this, when I'm prompted to talk about it, it's a little bit different. Were there some implications? There were certainly some implications. The bloodline hurt business stuff, I don't necessarily see the parallels there. I'm going to put my eye a little bit more on the booking of, you know, black talent and stuff like that. And it's certainly something I paid attention more to since then, but I just haven't had a lot of talent. I haven't had any talent talking about it, even when I asked about it. So it's obviously something I'm keeping my eye on and always do when somebody brings up stuff like that. And listen, he's not the first. ACH took some pretty heavy issues with how some things were. And a lot of people said some not so great things about him when I don't think they really should have. There were other reasons to be frustrated with him, but I don't think from what he complained about. And yes, as King of the North puts out, especially when he was doing blackface during his career, a number of times as well. And there were a lot of people regarding the Booker T storyline that go, well, it was just a storyline. It's a storyline that didn't pay off, right? Like, it's a storyline that didn't pay off very well. I'll dig into it. I'll see what I can find out. I'll try to conjure that up. I mean, listen, ultimately, I can't waterboard these people. I don't interrogate them. I can't make them respond to me about things like that. And sometimes they just want to stay hands off with that. But we are back here tonight. We got the Q&A every single week. Grapsity's Q&A on FightfulSelect.com tomorrow. And I probably need to drop a news story today. How about this? How about some news on a team that has been discussed to be used in ROH? A prominent team. Fairly prominent team. Till next time, guys. We're out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.